Alright folks, welcome back to Social Confidence, your daily dose of charisma and connection, where we ditch the self-doubt and level up those social skills. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to remind you that confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about rocking who you are, flaws and all. Now, today's episode is a deep dive into something super important. The power of self-acceptance. Because let's face it, we live in a world obsessed with image, perfection, and comparison. It's like everyone's trying to win some imaginary social media Olympics, am I right? But here's the thing, chasing that external validation is exhausting, and it ultimately leaves you feeling empty. True confidence comes from within, from accepting yourself, every quirk, every scar, every bit of awkwardness, as part of what makes you uniquely you. Think about it, when you're comfortable in your own skin, when you genuinely like yourself, that energy radiates outwards. You become more approachable, more magnetic, and people just want to be around you. It's not about arrogance, folks, it's about owning your awesomeness. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-acceptance. Number 1, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, it's a losing battle. We're all on different paths, with unique talents, strengths, and experiences. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. They both have their delicious qualities, but they're not meant to be the same. Number 2, recognize your worth beyond achievements. You are valuable, regardless of your job title, social media following, or material possessions. Your inherent worth comes from simply being you, a complex, multifaceted human being with thoughts, feelings, dreams, and stories. Number 3, embrace your imperfections. Those flaws that you think make you less than, they're what make you human. Embrace the things that are different about you. They're what make you unique and interesting. Think about it. Would the world be boring if we were all the same? Number 4, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. We all stumble, make mistakes, and face challenges. It's how we respond to those moments that defines us. Be your own cheerleader, offering support and encouragement during tough times. And finally, number 5, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledging your accomplishments, even the seemingly insignificant ones, boosts your confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. It's like giving yourself a high five for just showing up and doing the things that matter to you. Ever felt like you were always trying to fit in, to be someone you weren't? Remember that time in middle school when everyone was obsessed with certain trends, and you desperately wanted to be part of the cool crowd? You might have tried to change your style, adopt certain slang, or even pretend to like things you didn't just to feel accepted. But here's the truth. Trying to please everyone else leaves you feeling drained and unfulfilled. It's a constant battle against who you truly are. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was invited to speak at this big conference about social media and confidence. Before the event, I was freaking out. I was worried about what people would think of me, whether I'd say the right things, you know, all that imposter syndrome stuff. But then I had this realization. If I wasn't genuine, if I tried to be someone I wasn't just to impress the audience, it wouldn't matter how many likes or followers I got. So, I took a deep breath and decided to just be myself, quirky, a little awkward, but ultimately passionate about helping people. And guess what? It was amazing. People connected with my honesty, my vulnerability, and my unique perspective. That experience taught me that true confidence comes from embracing who you are, even the parts you might want to hide. So, what's the takeaway here? The journey of self-acceptance isn't about becoming perfect. It's about accepting yourself as a work in progress. It's about celebrating your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and learning to love every part of who you are. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and belonging, just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What steps can you take today to practice self-acceptance? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay confident. Stay true to yourself, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.